crisp eating.
I had some more.
2 hours, eat crisps.
Yeah, he's got like a blonde American woman going, I'm going to eat some Monster Munch now. I like Skips. They're prawn cocktail flavoured. They really light the light crisp, but your fingers fucking stink afterwards.
I really hope none of that picks up. It's just, we realise later on, yeah, that was nothing. No one recorded that. just heard like...
I've really helped my gum. All of you.
Moving on.
Do the intro.
All right. Hello and welcome to The Great British Shitcom, the show in which we watch some potentially forgotten sitcom classics to see if this stood the test of time. I'm Mark, and as ever, I am joined by my co-host, Chris Wood.
Hello, hello.
And Chris Jones.
It wasn't me this time.
Yes. Yeah, let's just surreal.
Hello, hello. just got nervous.
To clarify, listeners, he said... Allah, hello.
No, I didn't.
So, any?
That's the wider than audience for a change.
Anyone want to boycott Chris? Then feel free. I'm fully with you.
He was green.
I was looking out the back window, and as I turned to say hello, I hit my chin into the microphone, and it shocked me. So I had to double take my hello. It stopped me mid hello. Hello. Couldn't handle it. I'm sorry.
Well, that's that. That's the intro's done.
Yeah, classic stuff here. So we're watching this week something called A Sharp Intake of Breath, and why don't you want to read it? Like we did last week.
Was it last time? I'll do it.
Cool, okay. Sharp Intake of Breath.
A Sharp Intake of Breath. British sitcom in which happy-go-lucky character Peter Barnes comically and haphazardly tries to deal with the daily frustrations his life throws at him. Written by Ronald Taylor. There are 4 series, totaling 22 episodes, and it aired between the years 1977 to 1981, Year of Our Lord. Series rating, do you want to guess it?
I don't remember this.
7.2.
7.1.
I think that might be the closest 2 guesses of all time.
7.15.
Yeah, well, the answer is 7.1.
What is it? Oh, I genuinely didn't remember.
Yeah, it's bollocks. Interesting. Interesting. Well, it's an unbelievable couple of guesses, isn't it? I mean, obviously yours isn't that unbelievable because you wrote it, but Chris got 2. Chris gets 7.2. It's unbelievable, isn't it? I think my mouth's bleeding.
from that, reading that.
And my ears.
That's all the glass I put in them cookies. those 3 cookies. I thought I'll bring 2 each for everyone. That'll be nice. 3 straight down.
Is that a nail? It stars
Sandy.
David Jason.
Mm-hmm. That's what surprised me as well.
Of the BFG fame and Nine Inch Nails and Horses.
BFG?
He voiced the VFG, didn't he?
Oh.
BFG, not VFG. That's a very friendly job. too friendly, if anything.
Yeah, my liking.
Giant finger at your bum on. And also Jacqueline Clark, who was in Dr. Martin.
Yeah.
Today's episode that we're going to be watching today, that concerns this episode, is Series 1, Episode 4, Somewhere in the Sun is a hydrogen core.
Is that brackets?
That's what it is.
Solar flare.
Somewhere in the Sun.
Okay.
Somewhere in the Sun, eh?
Which probably something to do with holiday or something. The holiday. No, you can, if you'd like, guess the episode rating.
7.2.
6.4.
Well, I'm bollocks. 6.8. Oh, I can't remember that one. That's funny. I got it right nearly again.
I was 0.4 off that time.
What did you do? Series 2, episode 4.
Exactly right twice, it would give it away. Wouldn't it?
Oh, what? Series 1, episode 4.
Series 1, episode 4. Somewhere in the Sun.
No, Series 1, episode 3.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't blame me. Just don't shoot the messenger.
Promise.
Somewhere in the Sun. Oh, I've got an episode promise here. Sorry. I didn't scroll it down that far. You can do it if you want. No, okay.
Go on.
Okay. Peter tries to book a last minute holiday after asking for time off in June. A bus conductor advises him against an unfinished hotel in Mallorca, and Sheila insists on packing enough shoes to give her the pleasure of choice. What a weird way. What a weird sentence that is. I've just got a fetish or something. Sheila insists on packing enough shoes to give her the pleasure of choice.
Shoes are going to feature quite heavily.
It's going to be a shoe heavy as hell. We're going to put a...
I had a dream about shoes.
Was it like shoe people?
No.
This is the dream it was.
I've been having some mad vivid dreams. Vivid dreams the last few weeks. I hope it's not like a severe illness or something like that. But last night,
it's part of your brain dying.
It's one of my nicer dreams that I had, that one of my shoes was big enough to drive around.
That is a nice dream.
What?
Well, obviously,
she was the vehicle.
Well, obviously, not only was it big enough to drive around in, it also had wheels, I assume.
Yeah, wheels, and it took petrol. The bit of my dream.
It wasn't a diesel shoe.
It was
the diesel shoe, did you say?
And it was a very specific shoe. It was one of my the black Converse, and was like a little racing shoe car.
A sporty little number.
And I was driving it around and it was quite nippy, and I was stopping off
handled
at a garage,
like a dream.
And this garage was a bit dodgy, but it was catering specifically to like racing cars.
Timpsons.
And it had like lots of different types of fuel, and I remember putting in some quite expensive racing fuel into it, and
this is a nice dream.
Someone was quite interested in it and trying to steal it, and I was like, no, you can't drive it off, only I can drive it. And
yeah, add the laces with you for the key.
And then
shoehorn.
Beep beep. And then I woke up because of one.
I was wearing both my shoes.
One of my shoes was in the front drive on the. and the keys were still in it.
My shoe was big enough to
quite,
drive.
It was quite. It was one of my nicest dreams I've had recently.
It does have a nice dream.
Nice drive around the shoe. And because I woke up, I'm still on work time. So I'm getting up at 5:30 in the mornings. And at weekends, I still tend to get up at 5:30. Whereas Alice likes to lie in. And she appreciates me telling her about the dreams. So she's trying to still sleep because she's still really tired at 5:30. And I'm telling her that I was driving my shoe. And I'm like Mr. Funny from the fucking Mr. Men.
It's like Mr. Funny, yeah.
She won't enjoy that rendition. She won't enjoy me telling about that.
Of course, Mr. Funny just had a standard brogue to drive around, didn't he? It wasn't like a...
Wasn't a sporty number.
No.
But yeah, just a shoe-related thing that happened to me today.
Well, I think we've almost certainly peaked there. I don't think we're going to do anything funnier than that.
Yeah,
my shoe was big enough to drive around.
I think one of my favourite...
Like a real-life Monopoly situation.
One of my favourite things about that for me was just the thought of you waking up quite happy after having had that dream. Just a little smile on your face.
Yeah, that's a good one. Write that in the journal.
So what are the non-happy dreams? I dread to ask.
Oh, I can't remember.
You don't want to talk about
it. No. You know, you're just like dreaming and it's like almost like real, but it's like just boring stuff, like work stuff.
You were going to go on holiday and then you got to the departure gate and it was a flip-flop. With wings.
Yeah. Or it's a shoe that's big enough but doesn't have wheels.
No,
it's just stacked on bricks.
He's just going to have... He's just got to find the logistics of disposing of a giant shoe. Is there an old woman who has kids who wants to live in it? Find out. Put it on Facebook.
So go to the energy rate was terrible. He had all these holes in it, kept losing heat.
Go to the mechanic, get some man with little round glasses and just a hammer doing that.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's good.
Thanks.
A good visual call out there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good, but no, his little.
Yeah, I don't understand in the window. You know, the little Timpsons man thing, little glasses.
The little cobbler.
Cobbler,
huh? A mechanical cobbler.
Oh, no. You know when you go to a cobbler?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mark on an open mic. Okay, next one.
Blacksmith.
Shit, I've got a lot of cobbler material.
No. A lot of old medieval English village.
Right. Okay. On to cutting keys. No. When you ever need to buy a trophy? No. I guess.
I'm taking shoes to a cobbler, but it's tends to be one that's in a supermarket. Do you shopping at the same time?
But you know, even the little
feet.
What?
In your bare feet.
Grip on the tile floor.
You ever seen the little statue thing that's moves? The little
It's like an animatronic comedy.
It's not something that's like blowing my mind. Like, well, it moves on its own. I can get the idea of it, yeah. I can't remember seeing one.
Okay, fair.
They are very prevalent.
Yeah, quite so, iconic.
If you were opening if you're opening up a cobbler, you have to. Where would you buy one from? If you're opening up a cobbler.
Oh, what, if you're starting a new cobbling business?
Yes. Okay. If you're setting up a cobbling business. Cobbler.
I'm guessing it's like suppliers for that sort of thing, isn't there?
But do you think they just do that? Or they do like the things from Chessington and, you know, Professor Burt's Bubble Works and that?
What, and repurpose it to like get like an elf that's holding instead of a bubble like a shoe?
Yeah, a small cobbling hammer. What are we talking about? Why are we talking about this?
You got my phone. You got all the notes.
Sorry.
Shopping, take a breath.
You're talking about this lad.
That's the one. There he is.
There he is. Yeah, he's making a shoe.
I've never seen it. Oh wow.
What?
What?
I would say. What would be the ratio be? Like one out of every three cobblers would have one of those in there.
It's cause
a third of all cobblers in there.
So it's not an attempt. Is that an attempt then?
No, it's not all Timpson.
No, but I'm saying, would that be an attempt then?
I don't know. I don't know for sure, man.
You can get one at auction. £350. Oh, it's £340.
Sold, and then it cuts to the man. Yeah,
that's a bigger version.
What a great sketch show we're putting together. Why are we talking about this again?
Because she's packing shoes to go
Chris,
holiday.
Chris was telling us about his giant shoe.
Do you want to ever guess how many shoes in this then that we see of her packing?
CPE.
Well, what's an excessive amount of shoes to take on holiday? I'd say like three.
Depends how long the holiday is.
Is a pair of shoes one or two?
A pair of shoes is two, obviously, Mark. Unless you've got one.
No, but how are we counting it? Like, if she's just chucking like a big pile in, we count like all the individual shoes.
Because you might count by pairs, because an individual shoe is not
useless.
Very useful unless it's
so. If we see
gas powered and
so based, so if an odd shoe goes in, we don't count it.
Are we counting flippers as shoes?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a scene where she's going to just tip a load of random shoes in, and even so, we wouldn't be able to count it, would we?
I hope this character's got one leg. That's
not like
really
like a Finders Keepers where you empty it out at the end.
Finders Keepers.
Loses Weepers.
It's what, 12 shoes?
It depends how long the holidays and what they're doing. Like I'm saying, it might be.
Well, they're going to the sun. No, they're not going to the sun. They're going in the sun.
Like in the Thunderbirds episode Sun Probe. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
I've been watching a lot of Thunderbirds recently.
Oh, okay.
I thought I watched most of the episodes. I only watched about four of them, and there were about 30 episodes of Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I can't remember.
This is why when it came up, Chris knew so much more about it than I did. Embarrass myself.
Oh, I can't remember it much.
There was an episode where they launch a rocket to go to the sun, and a little probe goes off the top of the rocket, and they, in the words of the show, catch a piece of the sun.
Mm.
And then the idea is to reconnect with it onto the ship and take it back to Earth. But like,
take a bit of the sun.
A piece of the sun.
Piece of the sun.
But as a child, you probably would have been a child, watched that
checks
millions
out.
Of times.
Checks out.
You would watch the same few millions of times, though, wouldn't you? Like,
you tend
to like record stuff off TV and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember having like videos of stuff, like compilations of like kids' TV shows, like on VHS, and you'd end up watching it like so many times. Not get bored of it.
Do you ever have it like you must have take the film off TV back in the olden times and then like it would have all the adverts and stuff in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
I needed to ask you guys this. Do you remember a song on an advert where it was like there was a leopard or something in the snow? Like, was it sometimes the snow falls down? There we go. I knew one of you would know it.
That's so weird because I was talking about it because it came on the radio and I said to Helen, this was an advert for butter or margarine.
It was gravy. I googled it.
Fuck, it's Bisto.
Bisto, yeah.
Fuck.
And watch the video because it's fucking brilliant. It's a really good advert. But I'm sure there's one where there's like a snow leopard and it's like chocolate or something maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And then it goes into like the letter or whatever of like the butter. Because there was a bit where they melt butter on something and it sort of slides down and it goes into a C or something.
Is this a real leopard?
Yeah, it was a real leopard. Yeah,
it's right. Just a it's weird. Like a cartoon, it's really. Such a weird.
No, no, a real leopard. Yeah,
weird concept and execution for gravy. It's so weird.
Oh no, the gravy one's not that leopard in it, but the gravy advert's really good. So it's like sometimes the sun falls down.
Is that the one where they go?
And like it's like a big fruit or vegetable.
No, it's a big cabbage being cut in half.
Yeah, cabbage, yeah, yeah, and it looks like a sun.
It's so fucking weird.
No, it's really good, honestly.
But it's weird though, isn't it? Imagine imagine pitching that. Okay, and what would the music be for this? Sometimes I say The Best to Last by...
that, yeah, is brilliant in a weird way, but...
Sometimes you have to save the best for last. Say it's the best for last by putting fucking gravy all over your food.
But the last thing you put on your food is Bisto, it's the gravy.
You're right, Mark. It all makes sense. It all checks out.
It's all on the nose, that's why it's the perfect song for it. Yeah, what do you think this is going to be about then? So the era of this?
So it's David Jason. Late 70s, early 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s, yeah. So it feels
this is before Fools and Horses.
This is before any Fools and Horses, yeah. It's like the yuppie era is coming in, I think, from what I understand in this timeline.
This is, yeah, the era of the package holidays starting to be taken off now. Late 70s.
Or late, is it going to be focused around where they're booking, or is it going to be focused around the packing and the stuff for it? Do we think we're going to see any cups of tea? I think we're
going to
see at least three.
Three?
He's done it again.
High again. I'll go one.
He's learned his lesson from last time. He's not gone six.
You don't really see one cup of tea in a sitcom, do you? It's rare you see one on its own.
A single cup of tea.
A single lonely cup of tea.
I wandered lonely as a tea.
You win a PG tips wrapped in a £5 note and a two tea bags. And
of course. That's Charlie Drake's here. There will be no... No location stuff. We're not going to go. We're not going to see the holiday. Obviously, this is going to be all. Jason, then he, before Fools and Horses, he was in what, Open All Hours, was he?
Yep.
That was before that.
Yeah, he was in a couple of things. I think he played a mystery detective thing in a sitcom as well that I haven't got down. But that's another one he was in.
The J Man, DJ.
Just like maligned and exasperated at all times.
I think he's going to be a bit of a Jack the Lad in this. I think this is going to be what got him the job for Only Fools and Horses.
It was an audition for Fools and Horses.
Okay. Yeah, how many of your episode auditioned? Yeah,
he'll be selling dodgy stuff at market.
I think that sort of
sharp intake of breath, 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 sharp intake of some fucking breath. That's what I think the theme tune will be.
Some fucking as well. Should we do the theme tune, actually? We forgot that last time.
Breath, breath, breath. Sorry.
Just chanting that as I'm speaking. Thanks, mate. Sharp intake of breath. 70s or 80s. What's it tended to be? Like the 80s sort of...
I mean, synthesizer.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's going to be the sound of some intake of breath.
I'm going to be some heavy breath.
I'm sorry.
Kicked.
Piano, it's like a jaunty organ or piano thing. Oh, you can say fuck, so it's instrumental. Instrumental thing.
Whistle.
So it's using words like happy-go-lucky and hazardly.
Yeah, like a little whistle, a little jaunty whistle. And him walking down the street like that guy from The Worker.
I'm hoping it's got lyrics. I don't think it will have. That's as far as I'll go. I've got nothing for this. I don't know what it will be at all.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, with that then, should we just go straight into it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's do this. I'm interested to see what this one's going to be.
It can't be
any worse.
Worse.
We'll see about that. So yeah, I've been feeling for a while as though we're gonna come up to some sitcom that we watch, and it's for whatever reason not gonna be on YouTube, or something's so wrong with it to the point we can't watch it. We powered on through, but there was something wrong with this clip.
There were two things wrong with it.
Well, the first one we experienced before, in that it was that cropped quite small, so it was available on YouTube.
Cropped down to about a third of the screen, and the background of it was like a Windows Media Player visualization screensaver, which was upsetting. That was bad enough, but that wasn't the only thing.
So the audio was like sped up.
Yeah.
And it was like the pitch felt higher at some points as well, but I just didn't know if that was because David Jason was speaking in his own voice, and that threw me. I always forget that he actually speaks a lot. Normal, I don't know. in a sense, in a sensible voice, well posh, well spoken.
He's quite well spoken, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a bit of annoying. I mean, once you sat for it for 5 minutes, it wasn't the worst. It was just a bit jarring when you first watch it.
Well, we spent the first 5 minutes you changing the speed of it. Oh, that was the funnest bit.
That was good.
I thought that would solve it, but half speed was too slow, wasn't it?
So. Yeah, it was like some gasoline like concert.
It was like I should have taken a breath, chopped and screwed.
Yeah. It took a bit of a sinister undertone to some of the parts of it. It was like a slurring of words.
Let's go on fucking holiday.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's the premise though, isn't it? Going on holiday, weren't they?
Yeah, going on holiday, trying to book a holiday. It's just the plot points.
Very, very sparse, wasn't it? It was like three scenes, really. It was him trying to book the holiday at work, then the travel agent, and then... Oh, no, it's four scenes. And then it was the house ready to be picked up, and then the departure lounge.
Yeah, lean.
It was lean, yeah. It was.
But the build-up to him walking down to the... booking the holiday was just a long walk down a corridor, wasn't it?
It was his corridor. I think he was giving himself a pep talk in his head or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like going in to ask his boss for 2 weeks off that he's entitled to.
And that's when we realised it was sped up, because at first I thought, why is the voice in his head so high pitched? It's like a fucking Jiminy Cricket in his head.
Weird parallels again between the two sitcoms that we watched, in that both of them broke the fourth wall, both of them had a weird voice, albeit not meant to on this one.
Fourth wall breaking, yeah, a lot of fourth wall breaking. And
who did it better, do we think? What was it, the worker, Charlie, what was his name again?
Charlie Bucket.
Charlie
prequel. No,
Charlie Chalk.
Charlie Drake, was it?
the classic shipwreck clown.
What a pitch. Yeah, who did it better, do you think, for the fourth wall breaking?
I thought David Jason did it a bit more subtly.
Yeah. More narrative to it that way. I quite enjoyed that.
Mm.
Yeah, much less gurning though.
Yeah. It was quite a bit of physical comedy in this. Really came into his own in the...
I didn't enjoy it, though.
He fell over some suitcases, didn't he? He really careered over them. Yeah.
Did he fall down? I thought he slid down the stairs
He chose to slide down the stairs on an... Yeah.
Toboggan.
Because like launched down the stairs, like in sort of like I thought he'd chosen to do it.
I can imagine like just waiting on the top of the stairs on that suitcase, waiting for Q. Exactly,
almost like so I saw it. Home Alone with the slide downstairs. That was the parallels too. Yeah.
Do you think David Jason is the same height as Charlie Drake? Because I think they're both short men. 5'5". How do they have this information?
What?
How did I have this information? It says David Jason's height 5'4.5" and underneath peak height was 5'5.25". How do they know that?
Peak.
Put him on a hot wash when he shrunk.
When he was on top of his game.
Well, you do shrink when you get older, don't you?
Yeah.
This is celebheights.com. It's all about celeb heights. British actor best known for TV shows, so and so. In his autobiography, he mentioned, they just scrawled through like this, every celebrity mentions about their height and put it in his website. He mentioned his height saying, I was to get most of my growing done by the age of 14 when I reached 5'6" and my body decided it had had enough of lengthening and left it at that. On his Spotlight casting profile, he boosted his claim up to 5'7" and he had some lifts on.
Why would you claim to be 5'7"? Like that's a...
Must be some roles that that's the cut-off of heights, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, fair point, okay.
What about Lindhurst? How tall is he, you reckon?
6'3".
5'11". Yeah. Ooh. 6'1". 6'1 and a half. 6'1 and a half. Same height as John Chalish, a.k.a. Boise. Exactly the same height.
When? What was he at his peak?
Who? Lindhurst and Chalish? Does it matter? doesn't say.
Trump's peak height.
No, it doesn't say. I think only some people have peak height, I guess. But Ronnie Barker, do you have peak height?
No. Would he have been? Is this what we're doing? Are we just talking about height?
Although Corbett Ronnie, not Matthew.
Not interested then.
Come on, what do you reckon Ronnie Corbett is?
Ronnie Corbett, 5'6".
I'd say 4'8".
That's legally like a midget.
Sorry, I'm thinking of the other one. Ronnie Corbett.
Ronnie Corbs.
Sorry, I'm thinking of...
taller or shorter than Charlie Drake?
Shorter. 4'11".
Chris?
I said 4'8".
Is that 5 foot exactly? Uh-huh. So shorter than Charlie Drake. Cooper. Tommy Cooper.
6'3".
He's like to play cards right, isn't it? But with flights.
Yeah.
What did you say? 6'3"?
6'3". Giant of a man.
6'4". I'll go up.
6'3".
Oh, 6'3", was it?
Well done.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good. Is that with or without Fez?
Are there any YouTube comments for Sharp in Tekebra?
4 likes, 0 dislikes, and here we go. We're in the mix. They should make a remake of this program, and then a reply to that, but at the correct speed and pitch. The looks of the camera reminded me of Martin Freeman in Hardware. Now we're in the... This is classic YouTube commentary on an old-fashioned sitcom. Mont Tigg, 3 years ago, says, Jackie Clark had the loveliest rear back in these days. Full stop. There are 2 replies, but I can't see what they are.
To be fair, though, this has got 4 likes this season and no dislikes, which
hopefully is rear. When did he ever see a rear in this programme?
Hmm?
It was so pixelated as well.
Yeah, but he might be remembering when he saw it live.
Live? Nobody forgets that.
He might be thinking, like, nostalgically, looking back.
Mm. So...
He was famously married to a...
A rear? Season 1, Episode 2 comment is, don't bother. Season 1, Episode 1... Ha ha ha, the funniest edit I ever saw, the Helium edition. Two cry laugh emojis. Waste of time, avoid copyright is one thing, but doing it this way it just makes it pointless. The dislike should tell you that. 13 likes on that comment.
This could all easily be the shitcom, like reviews that we get, just for how bad yeah. we often get from people.
It's like watching through someone's window and they talk like chipmunks. It's very, very pointless. It's like watching through someone's window. Take it down, remove it, delete it, waste of time, all in block capitals. You can't watch any show like this. Utter waste of time posting it.
We've just done a podcast about it.
We've watched it. Why bother posting this? Seriously. Pointless wreck of the show. Bye. Bye as well.
The anger, the frustration.
I'm guessing you posted to see angry comments. I don't play that game, you silly person. What have you commented? Richie Bellotta. So,
well, they were fun.
Yeah, imagine being a fucking idiot who watched it all the way through.
Struggle. Like, what did he say? What happened there?
Couldn't even get a good look at the rear.
What are we doing?
What the fuck is up with the speed of these vids? Signed in and commented. Hoping to get some clarification. Is it just me or? That was a good chat.
We can't talk much about this.
Yes, we can, but like this. Joke of the week.
Well, joke of the week actually was when the cab driver turned up, which was Jim from EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was the one you pointed out.
Sorry, wooden.
He
wasn't a natural cast, was it?
He was putting all the shoes in the suitcase.
Yeah.
His wife's shoes, 6 shoes, I think it was.
So he was on his knees, like kneeling down next to the suitcase, didn't
he? Yeah,
it?
He's kneeling down.
Yeah, that was it.
I don't think 6 is an excessive amount of shoes to take on holiday. I think that's... But bearing in mind, 3 pairs.
Depends how similar they are, aren't they?
They're all quite similar, to be fair.
Exactly, if it's like 6 pairs of shoes. But
yeah, Jim came bungling in and said, like, oh, hello, little boy, is your father here? Or something like that.
Yeah. Because he was on his knees.
Oh my god. Somebody has commented on season 4, episode 3, and has time stamped it. 4 minutes 58 to 5 minutes 17. Lovely, busty lady, blue dress. Would anyone know her name? Did she do other things? Thanks, Emil. I'd like to see her more of her. More of her. the repeat is there. someone's replied to that comment saying, I'd like to know her name too, with a smiley, a creepy smiley face. I'm just going to go to that timestamp to clarify the busty woman. That's what's it for? 4:58. Let's have a look at these. Lovely 70s chips. What have we got here?
Just want to clarify you're watching.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it all back.
Oh, she winds the window down so they jiggle around a bit.
Okay.
And they're it's like a proper 70s, like pointy bra as well. And David Jason is sort of leaning over and looking. He's got a flat cup on. And his hand is he's parked next to her in a car and he's reaching across and his hand is inside her car. It's not an euphemism. There are cars. And, he's getting closer. And he's leaning right across her and he's gone face first down into her chest. And he's sort of nearly touched her breast and he's, I don't know what he's trying to do. He's trying to get across her car.
Close to like descriptions for the...
And that was it. That was just what a cameo it was though. So check that out guys. Season 4, episode 3 of Sharpie and Take a Breath. If you want to watch a helium voiced David Jason sexually assault woman in a 70s car. So what were we saying? Sorry.
I don't remember. But the Sharpie and Take a Breath, there was about 3 of them in this show. Do you reckon that's a consistent thing throughout the sitcom itself?
3 what?
Sharpie and Takes a Breath.
Were there?
Yeah, there was 3. So there was Jim, when he was talking about driving him to the airport, he was like... There was the one you pointed out where...
his wife said, oh, I don't know what eating spaghetti would do to my figure. And he said... I don't know what the reference was, but he said, oh, it didn't do... It wasn't. Woman. It didn't... Yeah, it wasn't too bad for Italian woman's name. And it went... Yeah. Yeah,
that's the figure any problem as well.
Oh, was it when... He told Alan Armstrong about the name of the hotel we're staying in. And he went,
oh, he's like, oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't stay in there. Yeah, so I wonder if that's a consistent thing throughout sitcoms.
Are they getting shocked?
Who?
The people.
Sharp intake of breath. I wouldn't even say there were sharp intakes.
Well, they were kind of like, yeah.
A sharp intake of breath is like when like you like get into a cold shower by accident or something. That's like
yeah, sudden, like you.
Yeah. Maybe no one did that. David Jason was long and lusty.
So would you rather have they called the show
a long intake of breath?
A long mulling sample of
yes.
Air.
That's why I'm gonna vote down on all those YouTube videos until they change the name.
You're gonna hate campaign against the
Kadar Hahari Kadar. Or David Jason, whichever I can contact first. So it was all very by the numbers sitcom type thing, wasn't it? Really,
it was very.
I could easily watch one of them again, but I won't get much out of it.
Yeah, it went by nicely. It wasn't too much of a slog. I laughed at the bit where he did that face, like the first intake of breath. I thought it was funny because I just think it was a funny reaction when he's talking about the Italian lady.
Yeah.
Because it was a bit misogynistic. It wasn't misogynistic. It was a bit old fashioned, wasn't it? Like a bit old fashioned.
Talking about fancying a woman.
He did do a lot of like just like there looking into the camera, shaking his head, like, oh, so, what oh. Have I to deal with?
Can you believe it,
what's
guys?
What's my wife like?
How many bloody shoes does she need, eh?
The trouble is that it's just not what they want to wear of it. They just.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying.
He coming around bringing stuff on holiday and never using it and just taking it back. Just
no, they'll just need trouble. That, wouldn't they? Got the iron out and the hairdryer and toilet paper and...
Yeah, they've got fucking bidets over his brain. You can clean the shit off your arse and that, for fuck's sake. We're taking toilet roll over there. I can't make fucking head nor tail of it. I had to cut out all the swearing, obviously.
That's probably why.
I think that's what the Jim character was for, because it was a bit of light misogyny there talking about the shoes, and you were like, oh, that's a bit off. And then Jim came in, you were like, oh, that wasn't so bad, actually. He's actually quite a nice guy.
That's a balancing act.
Cancelled David Jason, but
no, actually,
he's just gone.
Chris got excited, and then it was the equivalent of a goal being scored, and then VAR in it, and then disallowing it.
Yeah, all he had to do was just not even mention the cups again, but the wife... ruined it.
What's no, I said, let's wait for the clarification, Chris. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not count our
but they did
tea before they're drunk.
But when it went into the bin, it ignited, didn't it?
Ignite.
No, that's the light. It was a flip, a twivel lid bin. Oh, was it? And it's the light coming off. It didn't look like it ignited.
Yeah. Didn't spot that. It was just being balanced out by the stout. Oh, as soon as you took the stout off, that bin just.
Oh, that's why the stout was there. Yeah. It was like, it's like a Swiss watch. This sitcom's like a bit of clockwork. Everything's
game
there for
of,
a reason.
Game of Mousetrap. Okay, yeah. So the coffee went in the bin.
Sitting there with a sparks down, with a dimpled glass pint of Guinness.
He rolled around on the floor for a bit, and then they smashed. And then at the end, a random thing, they smashed a bottle of gin.
Because they turned to leave, and he barged into his wife with enough force to break a glass of gin. Shook the gin. I'll have a gin and tonic, please. just shards of glass is embedded in his leg.
Yeah, it dripped out the bag. They caught it in an umbrella and then started handing out cups of it to people in the waiting room.
Just neat gin.
I just left the bag. Be like, gone. That's quick.
That's the time. No. I think more or less. I think it's like a classic sitcom formula, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Classic sitcom. Straight down the middle. Middle of the road. Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I turn it up. So yeah.
ITV, you know what those kind of people like. You watch ITV.
You just have
simple
to take
people.
Out, take out all that misogyny in this one. That's the minus factor.
That's for your core ITV audience. They lap that kind of shit up.
But you
they're
have
simple
to,
people, man.
You would have to change it so to the point it wasn't offensive. It was just like, oh, my wife.
Even if ITV wasn't a commercial channel funded by companies for the adverts and stuff, they'd have to put them in anyway because the people's attention span is long enough. They need to manufacture the adverts to make the program segment short enough so that they could hold their attention for that long, because the average ITV viewer is a subnormal person.
Not a fan of Emma Dowd, then, no.
That's it.
Let's do the game.
Mark made a game. Stupid game. Mark has made a stupid game. Let's play the game. Let's play the fucking stupid game.
Is it going to be about Sharp, the Sean Bean thing? We've mentioned it quite a few times. Not on the show, but off air.
Like a shark intake. It's about sharks.
It's a shark.
Or hoovers.
What have been?
About respiratory illness.
Yeah. True or false, tuberculosis can be cured by a short stay in a sanatorium. whatever. What is it, Mark?
This week we'll be playing a sharp intake of meth.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, the memories.
I'm going to read out a series of street names for meth. Meth-laced drugs and terminology for doing meth. I want you to tell me which is the correct one. So let's get the old pen and paper ready.
It'd be very suspicious if you score highly on this quiz, isn't it? Yeah. I've seen Breaking Bad, so let's do me well.
So it might feature some of them, I guess. You could guess some of them does. Woods.
Yeah.
Candy balls or cotton candy?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy, well done. Jones.
Yeah.
Chalk dust or special chalk?
Chalk dust or special chalk? Chalk dust.
Chalk dust. Wood. Crunchy love or chunky love?
Crunchy.
It's chunky.
Ooh.
First mistake. Jones.
Yeah?
White crunch or white chunky?
These Kit Kats. Sure you haven't looked like Kit Kat or not Kat.
Kit Kat and shit cat. Write that down, Mark. What was it?
White crunch white or crunch. White chunky?
White crunch or white chunky? And the last one was chunky love. White crunch and... White crunch?
It is white crunch.
Yeah, let's see. Try and get it to my head, isn't he?
Wow. Would Biker Coffee or Biker Fuel?
Or Biker Grove?
Biker Coffee or Biker Fuel? Biker Coffee.
It is Biker Coffee. Coffee's one in one.
What?
It's one you it's one you appoint. Like you'll have a tea all day and then coffee finally.
Yeah,
one,
and I've had a coffee. I've had a tea and a coffee today, to be fair.
A toffee.
In both worlds.
It mixed them together.
Yeah.
Tea shandy. Go on.
Jones, hugs and kisses or rainbow dreams?
Rainbow dreams.
Oh, it's hugs and kisses.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
It's hugs and kisses. Oh, no.
Unbelievable. It's back to 2-2. Woods, whoop chicken or damn chicken?
Whoop.
It is whoop. And he's playing for the draw. Final question, Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Hot railing or hype railing?
Hot raining.
Hot?
Yep.
Correct.
Thank you.
Well done. So that means I win.
Fuck. Is this taking into consideration last time Mark won, he chose the worker. So
I think
off,
I did.
Off we go. Off we go.
Yeah, so what did we just watch?
Who knows?
Shark.
Sharp intake.
Oh, shark intake of breath. That would have been much better.
Shark intake. David Jason, at SeaWorld.
The aquarium.
Exact same plot, but just there.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't take much. They could just put a little aquarium in there, couldn't they?
That's why I say, yeah.
Running low, actually.
Seems to be all sitcoms.
What do you mean running low? What, the ones that are left?
No, I don't.
Does that mean this is, please tell me it ends when we run out of sitcoms.
Not on your Nelly. Let's do a female-led one. Not on your Nelly. Let's do that.
Come on, Mark.
Should we end it?
Yeah. Out with a bang.
So you've been listening to The Great British Shitcom. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at British Shitcom, using the hashtag Shitcom. Leave us a review over on iTunes and subscribe. And you know what? Do one, because no one ever does. Alternatively, visit greatbritishshitcom.com, where you can find find all that information and merchandise. Apparently, we're still selling merchandise. Thanks very much for listening.
We'll be back come off next here. Week. By the way, everyone, series. When he said he finished that and said, "Actually, you can do one," that sound you heard was him throwing the pen onto the table. He was really annoyed.
Oh no, I was just playing with the pen. I'm not.
Well,
annoyed.
He said he did throw it on the floor and he said, "Do one."
Yeah, I've been playing with it. I'm not in an annoyed way. I was genuinely just playing with the pen. But yeah, you can do one.
Rowing it back, embarrassed about his outburst. Come on.
No, whatever. Yeah, enjoy yourselves. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a Eurovision host. It's like, good for you. Well done. Great score. Thanks for subscribing.